We were going through a really difficult divorce. Our collaborative law team helped us finally have the discussions we just could not have on our own. Divorcing was still hard, but thanks to the collaborative process, we ended our marriage in a civil way.
We didn't have to go to court to battle over the kids. Our collaborative team had a wonderful child specialist.
My mom and dad stopped fighting so much.
Every day, Collaborative Law is working in your community for parents, children, and families. We're glad you want to learn more. First, what's a collaborative law team, and how does it work?
A collaborative law team is a group of collaboratively trained professionals with varying educational backgrounds that bring their individual expertise into the separation and divorce process in an effort to provide the couple with the necessary information and support to move forward in a respectful and efficient manner. The collaborative law team can include a lawyer for each party, a coach for the parties or coaches for each party, a child specialist, and a financial neutral.
So what's the role of each person on the team?
The general idea is that the lawyers can provide their respective clients with the necessary legal advice. The coaches can help the clients to manage the emotional aspect of the divorce and assist with communication issues. The child specialist meets with the children to ensure that their voice is heard in the process and often works with the couple to develop access schedules and co-parenting strategies. And finally, a financial neutral can review the couple's financial circumstances to identify the couple's income and assets and provide information and strategies to help the couple move forward in the best possible way financially.
How does the team work with the couple?
Each set of circumstances is, of course, unique. The teams can vary depending on the individual circumstances. For example, cases involving parties without children would not include a child specialist. Collaborative cases typically evolve through a series of meetings involving the parties and the professionals. Sometimes it might be four-way meetings involving the couples and the lawyers, or the couple and the coaches. Sometimes it may be three-way meetings involving the couple and the child specialist, or the couple and the financial neutral. Sometimes there are several professionals meeting with the couple at the same time in five- or six-way meetings. If all of the professionals are not at a given meeting, the team is kept up to date through emails and bridge calls in which the professionals discuss the case to ensure that everyone is on the same page so that the case can move forward efficiently.
So how can people like me benefit from taking a collaborative approach?
Experienced family lawyers find that the collaborative law model is often a better choice for couples. Going through a separation and divorce can be very traumatic. Many studies have shown that next to the death of a loved one, that divorce is the most traumatic thing that an individual can experience. The collaborative approach recognizes this in a way that litigation does not. Coaches and child specialists are trained mental health professionals, licensed psychologists and licensed social workers with experience in working with families in transition. Their presence on the collaborative team can be invaluable in this way in terms of helping people to manage their emotions and grief and make decisions that are in their longer-term interest and in the best interests of their children.
How is the outcome different in collaborative?
People benefit from the collaborative approach in that they have a significant amount of control over the outcome. This is often very attractive to people. Going to court is expensive and the outcome is always uncertain. There is an ability to be creative in the collaborative approach that many people appreciate. People are so much more powerful than a judge in terms of what they can do. Judges are limited in that they have to apply the law, while people can be creative and tailor solutions to their circumstances in a way that a judge could not.
What's it like going through the process?
Collaborative can be a very efficient process. With a team approach, and by way of example, you are talking to a coach to handle the emotional aspects of the divorce rather than talking to your lawyer, who most likely is not trained in that regard and whose hourly rate is typically higher than the mental health professionals. Similarly, financial neutrals can often provide complicated tax and financial advice that a lawyer may not be able to efficiently provide. Child specialists can help people work through access schedules and parenting issues. Finally, it is more efficient in many cases to have everyone in the same room identifying issues and brainstorming solutions rather than the traditional methods of negotiation in which the parties and their lawyers are never in the same room with each other except at the courthouse.
How can I find out if the collaborative process is right for me?
What's my first step?
I think that people need to have access to information to ensure that the collaborative process is right for them. There are lots of books and materials available these days, and of course the internet is a wealth of information. It is probably a good first step to do that research and to speak with a collaboratively trained lawyer. A collaboratively trained lawyer can help you to review your particular circumstances and make you aware of all of your options, including collaborative law, to see if the collaborative model is right for you.
To learn more, visit the Howard County Collaborative Professionals website at www.hccpagree.com or call toll-free 1-866-57-AGREE. That's 1-866-572-4733.